Oh, this is it. This is it. I don't have to tell you how big it is. You know, this is it. You win this. You surprise everybody. You're playing for the NFC Championship. The right to go to the Super Bowl. It's going to be a crazy environment in Detroit. The decibel level, it was record-setting. Sounded like a jet engine. Head coach Dan Campbell said he's never experienced anything like that in his life, and he played in the NFL. The Buccaneers know this situation. They understand that. Todd Bowles has told them, just do what you've done in order to get you here. Tristan Wirfs told me, we got to start fast to get this crazy crowd out of the game. Hello, I'm Rock Riley, and this is Bucks Kickoff Podcast on the biggest, baddest, badass, informational, entertaining website in the world concerning Buccaneer news. That would be JoeBucksFan.com. Oh my God, all week I'm at one buck, and the feeling that I got, it's a heightened sense of knowing just how big it is. These players, they have friends, they follow what's going on with other teams, coaches are getting fired, new systems are going to come in, who's going to be where, and yet when you go to one buck and it felt a little colder and it's in January and you're still playing, they're going through the routine, it was walk through, just get healthy, remember they have one day less to prepare, they're coming off one of their best games of the year, destroying the Eagles at Raymond James Stadium. That was an electric atmosphere. One of the best atmospheres I had seen. I walked around during the tailgates and I'm like, there's not as many Lightning or as many Philly fans as I thought. I thought, oh, well, the Bucs fans are selling their tickets. No. And the Buccaneer fans were loud and they had the towels and they were waving them and they were standing and it was great. And so the Buccaneers got that feeling. But now this is a different story. They know what they're getting into. And let me tell you what I'm getting into. I am getting into telling you, if you're in the market for a new and used vehicle, did you hear the deal that Bill Curry Ford has extended? You'll only get this at Bill Curry Ford Tampa, BillCurryFord.com. Bill Curry Ford is located a half mile north of Raymond James Stadium on North Del Mabry, and due to overwhelming response, they are offering, wait till you hear this, 0% financing for 72 months. It's been extended on all new 2023 Ford 150s, Ford F-150s, Edges, Escapes, Expeditions, and Bronco Sports. Yes. How about that? 0% financing for 72 months on all of that. This exclusive offer is only at Bill Curry Ford in Tampa. No other dealer. It's north of Del Mabry, on North Del Mabry Highway, north of Raymond James Stadium, BillCurryFord.com, GM Sean Sullivan. He's the guy you want to contact. Tell him you heard this on Joe Bucks Fan. Tell him you heard it here, Bucks Kickoff Podcast. You won't get that deal anywhere. They've gotten the big response. So go there now, and you will be glad. All right, I'm glad that we are here still talking to you on Bucks Kickoff Podcast. We've done it all. Now, if you're new, I go behind the scenes. I call it my Under the Rock. I'm there all week. It's what I see, what I hear. And a lot of times what I've seen and what I'm telling you, it comes through in the game. Okay? Bucks come in 10-8. Lions come in 13-5. Lions are coming off that high. Beating the Rams at home, the first playoff win since 1991. It was crazy. Did you see the video after the game? Jared Goff is trying to leave the stadium in a vehicle. He's in the passenger side. He's got a driver, and the Lions fans are beating on the window. They're trying to get in. They're giving him, trying to give him the fist bump. You're the king. You're the king of Detroit, this and that. He had the big smile. There's been so much this week or after that. Can they do that and bring that again? You know, that's what I'm saying about the players. Like, I'm looking for some positives. I got to be honest with you. This is a damn good team. A better team than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Honestly, they're good. But there's the human aspect. They're human. Wherever they've gone all week, They go to the coffee shop. They go to get gas. They get a haircut. They're hearing it from their neighbors. You guys, oh my God, I have never experienced. My son never even experienced a playoff game. Or I remember, it seems like so long ago, it was 32 years. This is the year. This is the year. So they've got all that going on, that euphoria, that high. The Buccaneers, they played their best game, and I don't remember when. They throttled. Boy, there's a lot going on with the Eagles, but oh my God, when you look at the film, everything starts up front. Everything starts up front. For me, I've always said, you can have a beautiful home with all the fixtures, the nicest backsplash, the counter space, the bathrooms, but it starts with the foundation. If you have a crack or a crappy foundation, and it's the same thing with football, it starts up front. And the Buccaneers were dominating the Eagles. They were getting off way quicker. Look at the job that Todd Bowles did as defensive coordinator. He was throwing formations, personnel pairings and groupings that had never been seen on film by the Buccaneers all season long. Eagles didn't know what hit them. Give Bowles a hell of a lot of credit. We found out that Bowles used to be, when he got the head coaching job, remember he was defensive coordinator, used to come in the building at 5:30, 5:20. And then it started 4:30, 4:20. Now he gets in at 3:20 because he's got all the responsibilities during the day as a head coach. But that quiet time is when he's watching film and he's scheming and he's thinking, what can I do besides just the basic blitz packages? Now I got Kancey, who's no longer feeling like he's a rookie. Now I got Yaya Diaby. Diaby has told us things are much quicker, come much easier. Not easier, I won't say easier, just he doesn't have to react. He can react, he has think. He said, I'm not a rookie anymore. He was asked about being rookies. We're all on the same page now. And so that's what Bowles has at his disposal. One little quick note, because it's so intense here on Bucks Kickoff Podcast for this game. Do you know who beats Todd Bowles in every morning? Bowles gets in at 3:30. 85-year-old Tom Moore, the offensive consultant. 85 years old. He came on my other podcast. I said, Tom, what's your day like? What's your hours here every day? He's like, come in at 2:30. I said, what time you leave, Tom? 7 or 8 o'clock at night. How about that? But anyway, I digress. Let me get back to this. Everybody's going back to week 6. And even Goff said, you know, that was so long ago. But in week 6, Goff went off against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 353, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Amon-Ra St. Brown is the stud. He had 12 catches, 124, 1 touchdowns. Lions won that game 20-6. The Lions have an explosive offense led by Goff, and he is not afraid to go downfield. The Lions play physical. Check out this stat by Jared Goff. He is second in the NFL when it comes to yardage. 4,575. Jared Goff is fourth in the NFL in touchdowns with 30. Their running attack, it's not one, it's a two-headed monster. They didn't have that in that first game, week 6. David Montgomery, and you got Gibbs. Goff also likes to pass to Gibbs out of the backfield. Now, I was looking for some hope for you guys, for you Buccaneer fans, trying, like, looking at the film, looking at on paper, is what can the Buccaneers exploit? Is there anything? Well, check this out. The Lions secondary is 27th in the NFL in passing yards allowed, and they've been giving up some big plays recently. Look at last week against the Rams. The Lions defense allowed 2 passing touchdowns of at least 38 yards or more. So that's Baker Mayfield. Take advantage of that. Now, Mayfield said that teams in the playoffs don't beat themselves. Teams that make the least amount of mistakes are usually the ones that win. Take care of the ball. Eliminate negative plays. Totally agree with that. Buccaneers, let's get back to the Bucs. The Bucs are coming off that 32-9 win on Monday Night Football over the Eagles. Mayfield, 337, 3 touchdowns. In week 6, Baker Mayfield, they made him one-dimensional. He only threw for 206. They couldn't move it down the field. They were horrible on third down, something like 2 for 12. He had one pick, and he said, like, I did not play good. I remember it. He is a damn competitor. I've told you guys, the offensive player, they call him a dog. They like him, and he remembers. So he knows, and he's feeling a little healthier now. Those ribs have been healing. He's looking good. He's feeling good. The whole Buccaneer team, Zion McCollum, the young corner that Bowles moved into safety, in the safety position. I want to give credit right here. That was a master class. That was one of the best jobs defensively that Bowles had called since he's been here. He moved Vita Vea back into coverage. He was doing a six-man front. He said, you know what, KJ Britt, he's better in coverage. Devin White, I'm going to go with KJ Britt. He was bringing things, the different type of blitzes that the Eagles had not seen on tape. He did a hell of a job, and I want to make sure I got that in. So the other thing was, too, the Bucs offense got off to that fast start. They moved it down the field. They had to settle for a field goal. Next series, touchdown, 10-0, just like that. And Tristan Wirfs told us, it's always a key. You know, it's always this, oh, you got to get up to a fast start. We don't want to get up to a fast start. No, got to get off to a fast start to get that crowd out of it because it is so loud. Canales told us they work more this week on the silent count and the hand signals, the gestures, because not only are they not going to be able to hear Mayfield barking, they won't even be able to hear one another in the huddle. A lot of times, oh, I got this. Oh, so they won't even be able to talk. It's going to be that loud. The decibel level set a record. It was as if it was a jet engine that you are next to. And Dan Campbell said it was like that an hour before kickoff, and it stayed that way the entire game, 4 hours inside Ford Field, and it's going to be the same thing for this game. It's an NBC game. It's the A team. It's the Tirico. Well, it is their team. They only have their. It's Tirico. It's Collinsworth. Bucks have won 5 of their last 6. I don't care if it's against Carolina. Now, that was bad. That was bad. The 9. What was it? 9-0? But you know what, man? They're coming off of last week. Okay? In week 6, you know, a lot of going back to that. That's all we got to go by. But in week 6, Jahmyr Gibbs, or Branch, Jonah Jackson, boom, out. David Montgomery, the other running back, he got hurt on the 6th play. And yet the Lions were able to, they throttled the Buccaneers. Jared Goff, 353. Amon-Ra St. Brown, he was his guy, he is his guy. Last week, let's go current, last week against the Rams, Goff, Amon, St. Brown, 7 catches, 110. He had the game sealing pass. He's going to be a problem. He is going to be a stinking problem. All right, let me go to my under the rock. This is what I see and what I hear. We got there on Wednesday, and it's always a walkthrough Wednesday, but I was kind of surprised. There wasn't a threat of rain, no lightning at this time of year, and they went inside. Maybe because they're going to play inside. It is in a dome, as we all know. And it was so quiet. So much of a walkthrough. But you know what I started thinking? That was they played physical against the Eagles. It was a Monday night game. They've got one less day to prepare. You know what I'm saying? I could see that. But boy, oh boy, it was so low key. And you could feel it in the building. Everyone knows the magnitude of the playoffs. And they're still playing now. You can feel it. We heard from Wirfs. We heard from Zion McCollum, linebacker KJ Britt. He's an impressive young man. He's built like a brick shit house, but he's also very confident because this is his opportunity and he's done a lot of studying. When you listen to him, you can tell just how much he's been studying. He's deserved this. Now, who knows what Bowles? He's the mastermind. Maybe he's going to be more Devin White than Britt. I don't know. But again, great job by mixing it all up defensively. Thursday, outdoor walkthrough again. Baker Mayfield was taking all the reps. From what we could see, he's throwing to Trask, acting as a wide receiver. The little guy, Wolford, quarterback, every single catch he makes one-handed. He doesn't even go for two. And offensive coordinator Dave Canales, who had a hat on, he threw me off because I didn't see him there calling. He never wears a hat. He was also playing wide receiver. But just watching, like, you know, Mike Evans. Mike Evans always comes out a little bit late. Doesn't have the helmet on. He puts the helmet on. Right away, he sees a DB. It was either Carlton Day. It was Jamel Dean. And he's working one-on-one moves. Like, he's working on his moves all the time. Even when he was just walking out to the field and he sees him and he's like, boom, like, boom, boom, juke, boom, boom. One quick one step, right, boom. Antoine Winfield, he's big on visualization. He's in his bare feet. He believes foot the grass. That's his thing. And always he's by himself and he just has his own routine. He was telling us that, you know, how do you make these big plays, man? And he's like, well, number one, it's because he's watched a lot of film. He studies the opponent so, you know, so much. But also, he visualizes what they're going to do, and he visualizes making a big play. He said, if you don't visualize it, it ain't going to happen. You're not going to just run out there and make big plays without visualization. There's a reason why he has been that good. Inside the Buccaneers locker room, business as usual. But again, listening to the players talk, looking in their eyes, you can feel it, man. You can feel it being involved, being here this late. There was a card game going on. There's no more chess, no more of that. Wasn't even any music being played. I mean, they're having a good time, but it's just like, you know, Rashad White walks around with his little tiny mic. That's his thing. He's got his little show. Not a lot of the players are like, you know, they're focused, man. They're stinking focused. Oh, and by the way, as far as I can't believe I went this far, as far as injuries or the situation out for this game, nobody is totally out. Running back Chase Edmonds, offensive linebacker Shaq Barrett, both are questionable. And Bowles on Friday said, hopefully they're trending in the right way. So they're healthy. They are healthy. And I'm going to do my what are they saying segment now, and this comes in handy beautifully here, what Bowles had to say. But Bowles was asked on Friday, like, what's your message to the team? And he said, don't change anything we've been doing. We know what kind of crowd we're going into. We've got to continue to weather the storm in the first quarter. Make sure we come out fast. It's going to be loud. He repeated again, it's going to be loud. They're going to come out red hot. We got to make sure we understand what we're doing, not panic. Play like the game. It was your first game. You know what? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's already going to be out of their minds. So there's no need to hype. There's no need for a pregame speech. Just play within yourself. Mayfield was like, you don't make the mistakes. Here's what Baker Mayfield. Let me just tell you. The stuff with the Lions, Gardner Johnson. Oh, that's bulletin board material for the rest of the team. We went around the locker room asking some of the players. And they're like, you know what, man? They're so focused on what they're going to do. Don't commit a penalty. Don't blow your assignment. You're not going to be able to hear. The intensity is going to be so high. They're not. This is not bulletin board material on Gardner Johnson. Here's what Gardner Johnson said. He was asked about the wide receiver core with the Rams, who they had just played. And he made a comparison to the Buccaneer wide receivers. Quote, this group, meaning the Rams, is one of the better groups we done faced all year. Besides that Tampa group. If you give that Tampa group a good quarterback, there's a dig. Evans, Godwin, Gage, That's a great group. I played against them for real. So Mayfield comes talk to us on Wednesday. I asked Mayfield, did you see those comments? One of the reporters asked him about what he had to say. Oh, he does follow. He does follow social media. He said, we don't have Gage. Do your research. He hadn't played one snap for us all year. Everybody got a big kick out of that. But, I mean, it was something fun to write about, and it made a topic of conversation. Oh, shots fired, this and that. Again, it doesn't mean squat for this one. Mayfield and Baker, Mayfield and Todd Bowles are both saying the same thing. Do the little things. The focus gets smaller. Mayfield said, I missed on a couple of throws in that first game. If they take away Mike and Godwin, he's now got David Moore, Trey Palmer. He wakes up pissed off. That's what he tweeted out two games in a row. Well, woke up pissed off. I hope he wakes up pissed off because he's been coming through when he's pissed off. Kate Otten, you know, what's open? Underneath stuff. Take it. Take it. Make the completion. Keep moving the chains. Mayfield said the Lions are good at stopping the run. Very good defense. They're very physical. Tristan Wirfs was telling us about the start and fast. It's paramount that they don't play from behind because you got to take the crowd out of this game. The first two drives in Philly against Philly, boom, boom, like I said, up 10-0. And Wirfs even saying he knows it's going to be so loud. In the Lions locker room, Aiden Hutchinson, their defensive end, said, like, this is what he said this week. Like I told you guys, I heat up late in the season. It's playoff time. I've been waiting for my opportunities in the playoffs. He said this back in December. He said it again this week. If you look at Aiden Hutchinson, he did this with the University of Michigan. Late in the year, he steps it up. Last year for the Lions, he did. And now, all right, he backs it up. End of the regular season, last two games, he had 5 sacks. Last week against the Rams, 2 sacks. 2 tackles for loss, 5 QB hits. He's second in all of the NFL in pressures, and lately he's turning those pressures into sacks. Now, here's something. I don't want this to be so Lions. I mean, I'm telling you everything that's factual here. But here's something for you if you're a Buccaneer fan. The Lions are not getting pressure from any other teammates than Hutchinson on defense consistently. It's been him and nobody else. So if Bowl, and you know Bowles has been in there, there's a reason why Bowles is going to work at 2:20 or 3:20 in the morning, because he is scheming on how to contain Hutchinson, how to throw him off his game. I can't wait to see. Now, what about the Lions offense? What about Jared Goff? KJ Britt on Goff. He's a really good quarterback. One of the best I've seen on film. We got to get in our throwing windows. We got to take away what he is good at. Zion McCollum on St. Brown. We respect everybody. But St. Brown has been playing really, really good ball. Him, Laporta, they've got a lot of weapons. Now, they know. They know. All right, let me give you a couple of keys matchups for me. All right? I believe it's going to start with defense for the Buccaneers. Okay? Yes, if you were just to look at the stats, and I'm sure a lot of you do, the Buccaneers pass defense is ranked 29th. However, what have you done for me lately? It's been good. The Buccaneers defense has not allowed 300 yards passing in over 5 weeks. They have tightened up. Do you remember beginning of the season? You're looking at it like, oh my God, look at how soft they're playing in coverage. Why are these receivers from these other teams wide open? You got to be kidding me. They've changed that. They've tightened that up big time. The Buccaneers rushing defense, like I said, this is a two-headed monster that's going to be coming at him. You got Gibbs. He had the hammy last time. David Montgomery left in the second quarter in that first game in week 6. They got Gibbs and Montgomery. That means Lavonte David, you've been a stud all year. You've been good in run defense and in pass defense. You need another big game. You do. The Lions only rushed for 40 yards. Don't expect that again, okay? A key for me for the defense, Tryon Shoyinka, Vita, Kancey. Those three had three sacks versus the Eagles. Kancey and Golston. Golston has found the fountain of youth. Maybe it's because he's around these young cats. Kancey and Golston was looking at this film of this last game. They're getting in that pocket quickly. Now, on offense, Baker Mayfield, you said it. Take the short stuff, especially over the middle. You know they're going to blanket Mike Evans. Okay, don't force it to Evans. Hit Godwin. Hit Cade Otton. Godwin, you might be able to get him a little bit deeper. Get him over the middle. Keep going to Cade Otton. Evans is more your outside guy, the deep routes. Yeah, take a shot here or there. You got to have the aggressiveness. But Mayfield has not been very consistent with the deep ball. He has not. He has not. He's got the arm strength, but that's always been kind of his thing. So take what's there, okay? Let's go on this other side here, this Mayfield against the Lions pass defense. Like I said, last seven games, man, they've been giving up the big yardage. They gave up, 357 yards last week to the L.A. Rams. Now, Buccaneers defense, when the Lions get in the red zone, do you know how good the Lions are in the red zone? They have the number one red zone offense in all of the NFL. Lions offense last week, three trips to the red zone, three touchdowns. Buccaneers defense in the red zone, you guys have been good. Number three in all of the NFL. You've been forcing the field goals. Got to tighten it up just as much. What can I say, man? I mean, the crowd noise, that's one of my keys. The Rams had to use, if you saw last week's game, the Rams had to use two timeouts in the second half to avoid the delay of game penalties. Silent count, whatever it is. Listen, the offensive line to me has been, I would say, has been the biggest improvement, or maybe the biggest surprise to me. Seriously, Hainsey, Gedecky, Tristan Wirfs moved over, unbelievable. Cody Mauch, he will get better and bigger. But overall, the offensive line has done well. They've played together as a unit for what they've had. They've done a nice job. And a lot of it is Mayfield, too. He gets rid of it quick. He's good. Running game got better. It was so bad. The offensive line, and it's going to be huge to not jump off sides, to have that silent count. This is a big, big, big thing that's being thrown on the offensive line. So Jared Goff this week, he's done so well. He's damn, you know what? He is just damn good. He was asked, well, what about like week six? You guys took it to the Buccaneers. Here's what Jared Goff had to say. It is so long ago. They're such a different team. So are we. It's different teams. It's a different time of the year. It's a different location. I know they're a good defense. He was asked, what about Bowles and the blitzing that Bowles does? Goff, they do a lot, a whole hell of a lot. They really have got good players. Winfield is as good as it gets. Both linebackers are as good as it gets. Vita Vea is as good as it gets up front. Todd Bowles, what is going to be different between week six when you guys got torched and now? Bowles, we were what we were at that time of year. I wouldn't change anything with those losses. We learned from them, molded them into what they are now. You know what? That's a good way to look at it. A lot of, you got to have adversity. There's no team that's just going to cakewalk through an NFL season. No team. And the Buccaneers were 4-7. I admit, at that point, I don't know if I said it on this podcast, I was on several shows, Maybe Bowles is just a good defensive coordinator and not head coach material. Didn't even know if Baker was going to be their guy. But you know what? Those losses, they stuck together. They made adjustments. And they're playing together. But the big thing to this one is you can't make mistakes. You can't have the drops. You can't commit the penalties. I mean, if you do, you're going to go home. The U-Haul is going to be at $1. You're going to be cleaning out your locker Monday. So you can't make the mistakes, man. You really cannot. The Buccaneers started 3-1. Then they lost 5 of their next 6 to go 4-7. Then they end up 5-1. They clinch the NFC South that 9-0 win over Carolina. They play their best game against the Philadelphia Eagles and put the Eagles into a tailspin. They already were tailspinning. Mike Evans versus the Lions, that first game, he only had 10 targets, 4 for 49. You know that they're going to game plan against him. Really, it's going to be hard for him to get open. He usually does still beat double teams. He really is a unbelievable route runner. He's been used to this. But again, Godwin versus the Lions, going back to week 6, seven targets. I think he had, 77 yards. Trey Palmer coming off that 56-yard touchdown versus the Eagles on Monday night. He now is feeling confidence. And Mayfield is feeling confident going to him. Can the Buccaneers run it, though? I think you're going to have to run it. And Rashad White, you better be rested and healthy, because Chase Edmonds not being able to be, he's maybe at 50%. He's major league questionable. It's up to you, and it's up to the blocking. You got to come off that ball fast. They're worst in the NFL in yards and yards per carry, fourth worst in NFL in rushing touchdowns. You ain't going to be able to do it just passing. But don't force it. I mean, if it isn't there, don't just try to keep going it. The rush, now, like I told you, the Lions' defense, pass defense, has not been good lately. But their rushing defense, number 2 in the NFL. The Lions' defense, number 3 in the NFL, only allowing 3.4 yards per carry. So they are good. Look, I believe that Bowles is safe. I mean, the Glazers haven't told that to anybody. I did see Jason Light. I was on the elevator with him at Raymond James Stadium. And we were talking. I even told him, he did a hell of a job, man, with all that dead cap money and what he was able to assemble and this and that. And a few things he tells me, I'm not going to tell, go off on here, but it was a little intense before that game because you never know. You know, what if they had gotten, had a really, really bad game? That's not the case. And I believe Bowles is safe, and look at Baker Mayfield. He loves it here. He went to the Lightning game again. He was with Volpe from the young kid with the Yankees. But, I mean, he loves it here. I think, look, he's a free agent. The Bucs will let him look. Is there going to be a team out there that will throw a lot of money at him? There might be. If it comes down to it, I believe he's going to get paid. But if it's a little bit less, I believe he will stay. He loves the system. He loves the players. He loves the city. He's the man. He's been rejuvenated. Everything is good. Everything is good. He's a good guy, man. He was coming around I came out of the locker room. Boom, bumped into him a little bit. I said, "Oh, sorry, baby." He said, "No problem, bro." Like, he's one of these regular guys. I don't know if you heard this, but for a Christmas present for the offensive line, he's taking them on a boat trip. And they're going to be fishing. He's got a chef. It's catered. He loves hanging. They like him. They keep saying, he's a dog. So have a good game, Baker. There's no problem with the ribs being sore now. You're looking good throwing. This is a big game for you. Big game. And I don't have to tell you, you know, you know. Listen, take advantage of that 0% financing with Bill Curry Ford that's been extended. Overwhelming response. I want to take time out. Hopefully I'll be talking to you next week. If I don't, I want to thank Joe Bucks Fan. I'm honored to be on Joe Bucks Fan. They are the number one site around the world for Buccaneer news and information. And it's been an honor. And I hope I'm talking to you next week. Enjoy every snap. That's what Canales said. He's got, you know, go. That's the one thing. I did ask Canales. I said, is it hard for you or a challenge? Here you are getting an interview with the Carolina Panthers, and yet you're having a game plan for the biggest game in your coaching career as the offensive coordinator. He said, no, because I've got stuff written and stockpiled from when I was with Seattle. He knew this day would come. He did his homework. It's not like he has to think about what he's going to say in the interview. He's already got this stuff prepared. So that made me feel pretty good. But anyway, it's going to be crazy. Enjoy it. Thank you, Joe Bucks Fan. Thank you for listening all year long. And I hope I talk to you next week.